Blog Talk Radio.
Thank y'all so much for that. You know, that was greatly appreciated. Tonight we're going to have an awesome show. Before we get to the show, I want to introduce the co-host for tonight. Go ahead, Teddy, talk to
him. What's going on, y'all? It's me, Teddy P, calling out of 757. What's up, ladies?
All right. Teddy, how was your day today?
It was all right. You know what I'm saying? Taking it day by day. I'm blessed. How about you?
Man, my day was I'm blessed. Of course, you know how it is when you have a friend or somebody go just be mute for a day, you know. But I'm good. And, so enough about that.
Yeah.
We're going to get into talking about the host, the guest for the night.
Right.
Ladies. Person you have all been waiting for is on the phone. All I'm gonna say, I'm not gonna introduce her. I'm not even gonna let Teddy introduce her.
No.
So ladies, here she go. Let her introduce herself.
What's going on, ladies? It's baby. How y'all doing?
You heard him screaming. I heard him.
Oh my god. Damn.
Yeah, funny. Yeah, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing all right, man.
You know,
how does it feel to be on air? How does that feel?
It feels cool, I guess. Something I guess you gotta get used to.
Oh yeah, you might as well get used to it. You be back. I'm demanding that.
That's what's up. Anytime. Just let me know. We'll work it out.
All right, ma'am. All right, so let me ask you a quick question. Can you tell me exactly how is it to be you? How is it to be me?
It's fun. I have a nice time. I travel, you know what I'm saying, around the world to entertain. It's nice. It's nice, family. I'm having the time of my life right now, honestly.
No, that's right. And some of the callers may not know exactly what you do, so I want you to go ahead and tell the ladies what is your craft?
Basically just exotic entertainment. I'm a dime exotic dancer. I dance for gay women and straight women.
Hold on. Did you say straight women too?
Yes, she did, bro. She did.
I know that's right. Did you hear that, Teddy? She said straight women, too.
She said straight women.
High five from a distance.
Huh?
High five.
Thank you. I don't discriminate.
Oh, you say you were feminine?
Huh?
Hello?
No. She said she don't discriminate, man.
I'm about to say, hold on, I said, before she even bowled, you can say that, but
right?
Nah, I'm married, so it takes a lot to actually go out and be able to entertain, you know, as my masses of people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you say straight woman, that's just good because, you know, it's that's hot. You know, straight woman support you. And, yes, I mean, we're getting somewhere. You got to thank baby for that.
There's a couple of female dancers that's on the male circuit right now. I'm not the only one.
Okay. So who inspired you to do this, to get out there and start entertaining?
Well, when I was younger, you know, I was always in the clubs and choir storms. She was the one who told me I should do it. And then I seen people like Centerfold dancing and Body and Uzi and all these people, and I was just like, yeah, that's not my one thing. So I got to see if they're the biggest two people out choir storm and Centerfold.
Okay. So who are you outside of them?
You said, who am I?
Yeah, who are you outside of?
I'm a regular person. Do regular things, traveling, you know what I'm saying? I write too, music. I be rapping. If you've been on my YouTube, you'll see that. But I'm a cool person, real low key. I stay to myself. I don't really have too many friends, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. But sometimes, you know, that's sometimes that's the best way to be.
Mm-hmm.
Have a few associates, you know, but sometimes, you know, friends come a dime a dozen.
Less
friends, less drama. Yes. Come a dime a dozen, man. Sometimes it takes a lifetime for you to meet your true friend. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lifetime. Me, her, or him, you know. I think I'm the same way. So I really do understand that. You know, the one friend I did have, she gone. She left. So I'm like, yeah. So Teddy, you have any questions for baby?
Oh, my question is, where did you get the name Baby?
At the time when I first got in the Secret Weapon, at the time I was the baby of the group, and then the whole baby face thing. So I was just like, yeah, I'm just double baby.
Okay. You sound like a baby, by the way. I'm just saying.
It took us a minute though. I had the whole group looking for a name for me.
So well, I mean, it fits you. I've seen the pictures. It fits you.
Thank you.
I don't know. I think your name should have been Grown Ass Man, goddammit.
Goddamn.
I could definitely say you are very photogenic. You know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You made for the camera, too, you know?
Yeah, I try. I really do.
I think that. Got any more questions, Teddy?
Shoot. Where you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years? Hopefully pursuing my music and acting career, honestly. That's what I really want to do. Hopefully in 5 years I could be in Hollywood like I want to be.
Okay. You want to do like sitcoms, dramas, or movies?
I don't want to do
Oh, no. You know, black people the first ones today. I see.
Hell yeah. I'm all about that shit.
Okay. That's pretty much all the questions I have right now. You know, the ladies might have more questions for you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So if you could perform with any exotic entertainer, male or female, so far, who would you really, really want to be beside? Doing maybe like a duo or a duet or something.
Who
like
would
a team.
I want to be? You said who would I want to be beside as like a tag team?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a hard question to ask. That's a hard question to answer. Let me think. There's so many people though, it's not so many, but it's like a couple people, like Always Dance with Fire, Centerfold, Assassin, I wouldn't mind dancing with any of them again, honestly. Passion from Philly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't mind dancing with any of them again.
Okay. Okay. Did you say envy?
Huh?
Did you say envy?
No, I didn't say envy. But okay, but I did forget to my flex. No, flex. No, that's the man right there. Flex be getting it with me. I love dancing with her too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. How many people have you ever dated before?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever did like a thing, like a tag team?
Do what? Yeah. I've danced with a lot of people before. The people that everybody I just named, I danced with before. Centerfold, Assassin, Fire, Flex, Erotic. Who else I danced with? I danced with a lot of people, Body from Baltimore. I danced with Passion from Philly. Secret Weapon, we had one big group set before. It was like in 2008, we all danced together. That was real hot. We killed that.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to ask all the callers that are on the line right now, pressing number one, so y'all can talk to Baby. Alright? So go to area code 804-225-7947. Oops, damn. 804-225. Y'all ain't hit a red. Blah, 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 blah. Talk to Baby. Don't beat me up. Please don't beat me up. Lord Jesus.
You try to get me caught up.
No, I'm so sorry. Please don't beat me up. They don't remember.
Bro.
So
I love
sorry.
You. Anybody call my house phone this time of night? Oh, you know they're going to get a cat busting that ass, right?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, how you doing, baby?
Hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm good. I've been on this phone for... Shut up, girl. Don't say that. Sorry about that. But been on this phone listening in or whatnot. And, damn, I did have a question for you. Hold on. When you coming to Richmond to my bedroom?
Oh, Lord. Straight to the point.
Your bedroom?
Yeah, my bedroom.
I don't know. We're going to have to,
You'll have to answer it right now.
Okay.
I understand.
We can answer later.
But, I'm like, really, I want to say that I really want to see you perform like as soon as possible, though. And I would be really looking forward to it because I've seen some of your moves on your YouTube channel. And I was actually the one that told my brother about you a few months ago. And yeah.
Well,
go ahead and tell her who you are. Go ahead and tell her.
What?
Tell her who you are.
Oh, I'm Poison Corruption, and okay. I'm also an entertainer, but I'm
okay.
a big fan of yours also.
Yes, she is.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really, really, really
yeah.
do.
I'm sort of a groupie because, like, you should see the look on my face right now.
I'm here to tell you.
And I also been drinking a little bit, so I'm, you know, yeah,
damn,
straight
okay.
to the point.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hard work pays off. I get to play at the end, you know.
Yeah,
cool. So, I had another question, but I'm going to save that for later. Anyway, I'm going to let everybody else do what they do, ask you questions and stuff like that. I just wanted to say hi to my brothers. Hi, you guys.
Hi,
Poison. I miss you, man.
I miss you, too.
I love you,
and,
too.
And, Casey, I'm going to kill you. We'll talk about that later.
Well, damn.
Why?
And I... Nah, but I'm just let y'all go ahead, do what y'all do, enjoy the show, and I'm glad I got a chance to speak with you. But I want to see you in person even more. So
mm-hmm. you need to work that.
It's like so many scenarios running through my mind right now. It's not even funny. But anyway, y'all have a good night. I'm going to go finish my wine and
try to go to sleep.
And I'll see y'all later. Well, Casey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Love y'all.
I love you too.
Hey, bye.
All right. We're going to go to area code 757-478. Talk to baby. Hello, 757-478. All right. Area code 254-624. Talk to baby.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Hey, what's
hey, what's good?
Nothing. Chilling. I didn't have to work today, so I could actually call in. So, how's everyone's night?
I'm blessed.
My night cool over here.
Good. Okay, well, I guess my question is, what is the weirdest thing that has happened at a show?
The weirdest?
Mm-hmm. Something that you're just like, what the hell? Did that just happen?
Damn, the weirdest thing that's happened in the show. I've never really seen no weird stuff now. I've seen multiple stuff, but not really, I don't know, not really nothing too weird.
Okay. Who is your favorite femme dancer?
My favorite femme dancer?
Mm-hmm.
my favorite femme dancer, Uzi, of course. So I think she's going to always be my favorite femme dancer.
Who?
Uzi.
Uh-huh. Oh,
gee. Wait, what?
Uzi. You never heard her before?
No, I couldn't hear what you said, but I heard, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up.
I guess that's all the questions I have.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in, baby.
You're welcome. Now have a good rest of the show.
Sure thing.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to take it to area code 302-287. Talk to baby. Hello?
How you doing?
Hey. Good. You already know it's Toya.
Yeah, I know.
How you feeling?
Okay, I'm feeling good.
Huh?
I'm feeling
you
good.
You doing good?
Okay. Yeah.
That's what's up. Hey, teddy bear, all quiet over there. You're not going to speak tonight?
Oh no! Where is she? Oh, here she go. Hold on. Here she go. Teddy
don't never want to speak. She always quiet.
Teddy, I am on the line. I can hear y'all.
Oh, don't get loud. I'm gonna get you later.
Okay.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm blessed, sweetheart. I'm blessed. How are you?
The same, boo. I'm blessed.
That's good. I actually never seen you perform. I seen your YouTube video. My sister's in love with you. She's straight, so I don't understand how she's in love with you, but she's in love with you.
It ain't
that's very weird to me. But I'm actually taking her to see you. I think you're going to be back in D.C. Or until she's saying that you're going to be in D.C. doing something, and I promise I would take her. So I look forward to seeing your show and seeing what you can do.
Okay. Yeah, let me know when that is. Hit me up on Twitter or something. Let me know
when
you're coming down here.
Oh, I already follow you on Twitter, but I'll let you know all the information because, you know, she's excited about seeing it. So I told her I would definitely bring her. And I don't mind traveling, so it's cool. But, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job. You got your fans and everybody's going all crazy. I just like your pictures. Yeah, why
you.
I work out every day. Proudly. I only run my 2 miles every day and my yoga and my cardio. So, yeah. I don't know if they're calling me this late. They lost their mind. But anyway, Casey, I'm tickets tomorrow. I better be able to get 5 tickets tomorrow, or it's going to be me and you when I get to Virginia.
Don't beat me up.
All right, because, I just booked 2 more nights there. I told my job, like, I'm going to be away. Well, I have 3 nights at the hotel. I don't want to hear nothing when I come up there. I better see everything.
All right.
And did you see the show? I shouted you guys out on the show.
I'm gonna look at it.
You guys enjoy the rest of your show. I have to go eat because I need some pepper steak and some spicy rice and string beans for dinner, and I'm about to go ham. With some fried cornbread and some vanilla ice cream, so I'm about to eat.
Oh, that's right. Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me, too.
I want a plate. That's all. I want a plate yesterday.
One plate? No, wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow I think I'm going to make some curry. I think I'm going to make some curry chicken tomorrow or some roti. You know what roti is, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Roti is very good for the people out there who know what roti is. It's good, but I'm going to go eat. Enjoy the rest of your show. You know, of course, I'm going to be listening in. So, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Baby,
all right.
God bless you and keep doing what you're doing, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Area code 240-595. Talk to baby. Hello. 240?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you? Hi, baby.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Okay, my name is Coco, whatever. I just got, like, 1 or 2 questions for you. The first question is, how does it feel to, you know, like, be...
How does it feel to what? Hello?
Hello?
240?
Okay, she hung up. When she come back, I'll make sure I click around when she get back. But she's going right now. Area code 919-989. Thoughts of baby.
Hey. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Katie,
hey, what's good?
Betty, what's going on with you guys?
Doing all right. How you doing?
All right. I'm all right. All right. I hope everybody's keeping their head up over there.
Yeah.
Okay, Casey, what you know about being so nervous to call in that you cleaned up your whole house? Okay.
Yeah.
What you know about, okay, I know it's like 10 in the night. How about I'm fully dressed for no fucking reason? What you know about that kind of nervousness? What you know about that? Like, you don't know nothing about that kind of nervousness. What you know, I can't even smoke it away. It's like,
oh, wow.
Casey, it's like you reach inside my head and pull out the people I'll be talking about, and then you put them on your show, and then you pick my number. It's like you're an angel. How do you do that shit? I don't understand. It's like a fucking psychic. It's starting to get creepy. It really is.
He's a winner, that's why.
Because you're a fucking winner. We have winner trains of thought. I think a deal.
Yeah.
You're just so fucking, y'all so fucking, you're a fucking angel. How do you do this? It's like I wake up every day and I don't know what's gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then I check Twitter and it's like, fuck again, really, Casey? You did it again? I'm a fucking, have a fucking heart attack. Like, your heart's not supposed to do that shit consistently. Like, you're supposed to, like, have hot people, like, once a month. But every fucking guest is like, boom! And I'm like, yes! Casey's a fucking winner. Yes, I'm Twitter 5 and everybody. Casey, you're a fucking winner. Ugh, she's on. Okay, I'm about to do it. Okay, no, wait, I need a second. Okay. I'm going to turn around, talk to baby in a minute. But right now, Casey, I'm a guy. So fucking nervous about to do it, though. Okay. Hey, baby.
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Baby, you have to answer this question. You have to answer it correctly, yo.
Okay. What's the question?
how does it feel to be a fucking winner? It feels great. I'm blessed.
The fuck I talked about, baby.
Yes. Oh, that's what I fuck I tell. It feels fucking great. You know why? She acknowledged that she was a winner and that this shit feels great. That's what the fuck I talk about. Yes. Yes, that's what I mean. You know, okay? So when we going to Vegas, we gonna run away together?
Yes.
Come on, let's go. Trying to tell you, I'm being in Vegas in August, and Vegas in August is just like hell. We might need to wait till the winter because, we might die Vegas in August, but we need to run away together.
We definitely
need to go on a winter slide and fucking run away together. Okay. When you spit the fucking what? Was it My Way?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was My Way. That shit was hot soup, my nigga.
Thank you.
That shit was hot fucking soup. I loved it. Oh, and you're from D.C., but in North Carolina, hot soup is just like the bomb, like,
okay.
That's universal. That's statewide, the bomb.
Yeah,
this is like
the bomb,
because like it's hot soup, like it fills you up, it's warm, it's nourishing, it's all things good. That's what all things good is, hot soup up here. So, yo, it's your hot soup. That's it. I love your swag, I love your appeal, I love your body of work. Use a fucking triple threat, my nigga. Use a fucking triple threat.
Thank
fucking
you.
Triple threat, my nigga. You fucking winner. Okay, so all you have to do is say, I'm baby, and I'm a fucking winner. And that would just make my whole fucking world. It's a movement.
World.
People is pounding okay. Winner now, and they don't even know where the fuck it started. They jacked the shit from C-Zone. I'm here to say it. It was on C-Zone first. Okay, it was impromptu. Yeah. It was off the dome, and it was on C-Zone first, nigga. Fucking winners started right here.
Okay.
Pound winner and shit. Like, I tweeted somebody, and they tweeted me, pound winner. I'm like, what? You're not telling me don't do shit. Like, I mean, I understand what you mean. But anyway, baby, you fucking winner. I'm glad they finally starting to see you, though. You on She's On. You don't know that you're coming up. I know you've been doing this shit since 08. You know what I mean? So, okay, so I'm glad to see you out there. How you doing? I'm not late, okay? I was on time.
You been there?
In 08, when you came out, I was there. I was like, yeah, hey. I was right there. I'm a throwback. So, fuck, y'all other ones. I mean, fuck that shit. Fuck all y'all. Like, I knew this shit. But Casey, I didn't know that you knew. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know you was on that level. Now I know. And I keep doubting your winning skills. And that's it. You put it to bed. You closed it. That's it. You put it to bed. If you stick a fork in that shit, it's done. It's over. She's on. I don't know what to fucking tell you. I don't even know. That's it. Put a stamp in it. Put a key in it. Put a lock on it. Close the door. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. See, I knew one day I would find a like mine. But I didn't know you was going to be such a fucking winner. I didn't even know.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's what's up. It's nice to see people follow me since 2008. That's like, it's a lot of growth from then until now.
Can I get an A? Oh, my God. You did a video. One of your more recent videos where it was you and this bitch in the red looking like y'all was in a fight. Like, I understand.
Huh? And wait.
What the fuck was going on in there? I knew you were going to win, though. I knew you were going to fucking win the fight. She laid the bitch down. If y'all don't know what video I'm talking about, it was her birthday. She must have been drunk. I don't know what the fuck. She was going the fuck off. And then baby was like, bitch, you know, shut the fuck down. And do what the fuck I do. Okay, so you're not going to do what the fuck I tell you to do? Okay, I understand. You fucking wrestled. Baby won. We just walked off stage. Boom. Told y'all fucking win. Ripped the bitch bra off and everything.
When did
like,
that happen?
Oh, my God.
I don't
remember this. Yes, it was you and another bra, yo. Trying to say. Ripped the bitch bra off and everything. Ripped the whole the back off.
Yeah, definitely. The thing for that one.
Yes, you was in green, and she was in green and black, and she was in red and black. And some bitch went upstairs acting like she was going wild and ripped the whole back of her dress out. Ripped the whole
when I was
fucking bra.
Yeah.
Fucking beat the bitch down on stage, just walked the fuck away like she did not just commit a crime. Like, whoop. Anyway.
I remember talking about, yeah, that's what
that winner shit right there, my nigga. That's that winner shit right there. Okay, I'm calming down. Sorry, Toya. Oh, big ups to Toya and the Juice. So, yes, okay. Now you got to cut me off because the blunt's over, so.
No, that's right. Well, thank you so much for coming on in to Officer Baby. And, you know, we're going to get back at you in a few minutes, all right?
All right, you already know, man.
All right. Ladies, if you want to talk to Baby, don't be scared. Press the number one. She's here to talk to you. She is here, right? She is finally here. Yeah, press that one. All right? Don't be scared. Now, maybe come beat you with the Crisco. Don't make me get out. Don't make me get about the chair, all right? Got my bell. So we're going to hit up area code 240-595. Talk to Baby.
Oh, I'm going to hang up this time. I'm too excited.
Oh, don't do that.
No, it was awesome. But like I was saying, like, okay, how does it feel to be, like, you're on fire at the conference and y'all might be the only two females or you fire in the water? Cause how do it feel to come in and turn a whole bunch of so-called straight bras out? You know what I'm saying? Throwing money, taking bras off, touching the titties or whatever. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good that I can go into anywhere, whether it's gay or straight, and still put on a good show and still get appreciated for it. I'm happy that, you know, shit ain't like it used to be. Like, people are more open-minded. Even if women don't, you know what I'm saying, necessarily like girls, they'll still appreciate the art of what I do, and I really appreciate that. I love it.
That's the best. My next question is, I'm going to need your social security number straight like that. Put you on my taxes. Because y'all, I need my coins back. I need to claim you.
Damn.
Because now shit's about to get hard. I'll be like, damn. I wasn't in that motherfucking strip class or being them dancers. You and Fire got to come together. I need my motherfucking buddy back.
Everybody back. Damn, I'm
going to
make sure I hit Fire up and let her know about that.
Yes, y'all make sure y'all follow me. Baby, you know this is when you see me, heartless ass Coco on Twitter, whatever.
Make sure you add me.
I already follow you on Twitter. I add you on Facebook, all that shit. So you make sure you follow me.
I got you. Add me and I follow you back.
Whatever. Well, I'll see you at a show sometime real soon. Y'all take care. All
right.
All right. I'm going to head up next. 863-438. Talk to
me. Hello?
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 Okay, y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, this talk's coming from Virginia. Well, actually, I'm in Florida, in Disney World with my daughter.
Hey,
Tasha. Hey, boo, what you doing? I didn't really know who DC Baby was. I was just hitting Cleo up trying to figure out who you are. I just got a quick question.
Yes.
You know, you being a stud and all of a sudden, you know, entertainer and stuff like that. Do you take shots and stuff before you actually perform? Do you need to have, like, hold on, Dejanay, y'all. Hello?
Yes.
Do you have to get, like, a little tipsy before you get on the stage?
Do I have to? You said, do I do what before I dance?
Like, take shots or something. You know, some people,
I
have some stripper friends that have to actually have a shot and stuff before they get on the stage and do that thing.
Yeah,
so, just wanted to know if you...
A little bit. Yeah, shot of Patron, the rock. Maybe Remy, depends on how I feel that night.
Oh, really? So do you, okay. When after you finish performing and stuff, do you feel any type of way?
What you mean, do I feel any type of way?
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I mean, see, like, I'm obsessed with Nympho. It's just me. So.
Oh, you mean, like, some type of way. Sometimes I do, sometimes I do.
Oh, okay. I just get your grand on, make that money, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to know that because I know some of my friends that are strippers, before they get on the stage and entertain, you know, they have to take a shot and stuff. And then when they finish, they be like, oh, I'm glad that's over. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's easy money and it's quick and it's fast. Hold that thought. Why did y'all follow me in here when y'all in y'all room? Okay, but I'm on the telephone. I'd be glad when we get back home. I think that's so rude.
I'm sorry. But that's all I really wanted to know. That was it. But okay. you look real good. I'm feeling the tattoos. I really love tattoos, and I really love the snake bites, you know. So just giving you a heads up, you know. Is you coming to Sheep or Ass?
Nah, they're not bringing me down. If they was bringing me down, I'd definitely be there.
Why didn't I bring you down?
I don't know, baby. You gotta ask them.
Why y'all bring her down, Casey and Teddy?
Then you, let me tell you something, Cass. Let me tell you something, Cass. I already hit up, baby, about something else. Alright?
Oh, I mean, I just wanted to know. I mean, I'm seeing, you know, Pleasure P and all of them, you know, baby. I'm a dread person. I'm feeling the dreads and stuff. I mean, she ain't nympho, but, you know, I just wanted to, you know, ask that question, you know, if she could be down so I could know how much money I got to bring. Because all my money going to nympho, though, for real. So, but you go ahead and do your entertaining thing. You look good, and you just keep up the good work and make that money, baby.
Thank
you. I see. See you, Kay.
Alright, babe. Alright,
we're going to go to area
code 240339.
Talk to baby.
Hello?
Hello? 203.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good.
So, am I on the line with baby?
Hey, yes,
yes,
ma'am.
My hello?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
My question for you is, how much longer do you think you're going to be dancing? How much longer do you plan on dancing?
I'm not sure. Not too much longer, though. But I don't have an exact date and time as to when I'm going to stop, though.
So you must really like it.
Yeah, I love anything. It's fun.
You said it's fun?
Yeah, have a nice time. I love anything. I love a dance. I always have a good time.
That's good. What about the music? Are you still working on music?
Yeah, I've been writing. I just ain't been in the studio yet. And so, but I'm still writing.
So like, when you go to the studio, do you have to, like, pay a fee or anything like that, or do you just, are you just able to go to the studio and record?
It depends on where I'm going. Some places I have to pay a fee, some places I don't.
Okay. Just kind of surprised that I'm talking to you, so I'm kind of, like, at a loss for words. You know, it's like I'm just trying to think of like things to ask you, because I really don't know what to ask you. So didn't really think that I would be calling in either.
Okay, well, I'm glad you did. Glad you called in.
Another question. Do you ever? How do you feel about like dancing in front of men? I know you're probably comfortable, like, you're probably more comfortable dancing in front of women. So, like, how do you feel about dancing in front of men? Because I know, like, sometimes, well, a lot of times men are there, because a lot of times you're, like, the only female there, female dancer.
The only men I dance in front of is other male entertainers when I am on the male shows. I mean, it don't bother me because they don't bother me. And most of them like my brother anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. It seems like it would be kind of, you know, awkward or whatever. But I guess it is what it is. They like your brothers. I don't know if they look at you like that, though. But I guess I don't have any more questions. It was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. You have a nice night.
You do the same.
Right?
We're going to go to area code 803-431 and start debate.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, KC? Hey, Teddy Bear.
Hey, what's up?
Shauna.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm good. Well, I don't have a question for you. I just want to say that keep doing what you're doing and staying sexy. And I will keep supporting you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I seen your performance when you came to Greensboro on the 30th last month.
Oh, okay, you did.
You did the damn thing.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Thank you. And plus, I don't know if anybody else is listening, but I do have Break It Down downloaded on my phone.
That's my ringtone. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's become one of my favorite songs that I've done. I love that song.
I do too.
I'm glad you like it. Shout out to Shane.
Yeah, hopefully I get to see you perform when I come to Virginia. Hey, see.
You will.
Yeah. All right.
When are you coming out there?
I'm coming up there for the season event. I will be there.
All right, okay. That's what's up. Well, hopefully they bring me out there for you to see.
Even if I have to help pay for you to get there, I'm going to be there. Okay, so talk to me.
Okay.
I know that's
just let them know and we can work it out.
All righty.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to go to area code 443-531. Talk to baby.
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's going on, baby?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, well, you kind of know me a little bit.
I do.
Me and you are Facebook friends, actually. Yes, we are.
Okay.
And I always see your message. I go by Music So Ambitious Lyrics.
Oh, yeah, I remember you was good, though.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
I actually just heard on here that you were doing music. I'm actually an upcoming artist. I actually just had a meeting dealing with some producers and deal with Def Jam and everything yesterday. But I'm going to start a movement very soon dealing with lesbians because it's a lot of talent to lesbians out here for real. So I would definitely love to hear what you got one day. You can send me something whenever you go back in the studio. And I can see what's good. And I never still got a chance to see you dance. The last time I seen you was in Baltimore. I forgot what hall it was, and I stopped here at the door and spoke to you. It was like, I never see you dance. I never see you dance.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about at the little, I can't remember the name of the spot, but I remember what you, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because my baby girl never seen you dance, but I support you 100%. Keep doing your thing because you got to grind out here. No head stepping in. I want to congratulate you on your success. Definitely.
Baby. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Make sure I hit you on Facebook and send you the link so you can check some of my stuff out.
All right, no problem. You have a beautiful night, sweetheart.
Okay.
You too, the rest of y'all.
Thank you. You too, Fuya. All right. Where are you go to fast 464, talk to baby.
Wait, no, I don't mean to press 1 again. I had lost service, so I had to re-form.
Oh, there she go, babe.
No, this isn't hard. This is, what?
I said I told baby you was coming back for it.
No, that wasn't me. That was that other girl.
Won't you?
No, I already talked. I asked my questions and everything. But I had lost service. While y'all was talking, and then I called back.
Okay. Did you want to talk, babe?
I already talked. I don't know what else to say.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Area code 678-462, talk to baby.
What up, baby? KB.
What's good?
You know, I had to come through and be an asshole through the phone call real quick.
It's good.
Because this is what I do. Now, I don't have Lucky with me tonight because I'm in the goddamn house. But these females on these goddamn calls. I've been just sitting here listening like a creep, though, right? With one girl and her kids in the background talking about, now y'all know I'm on the phone. Bitch, you should put your kids in time out. Go outside, have a decent conversation. The other girl, she's speechless. I thought she was Jesus for a second. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Yeah. I didn't know what the hell. She called and lost her damn words. How the hell you get on the phone and lose your words? Just send a text message.
Yeah,
you
should be a
fucking
comedian, for real.
I do, I swear to God. What's up, Casey? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. Yeah, yo, just, you know, showing love, all that shit, you know. Baby, you know, I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, Lord.
Baby, what's my favorite line? I need you singing for everybody.
What's your favorite line?
What's my favorite line out to me? You want me to sing it? I'm going to do the dance right now, too.
Oh, I do know. Go.
Uh-uh.
I was just
she know what that dance looked like, too. You know what? Yeah, I hope y'all have fun with these females on this call. And that girl, she meant to push that one again. I know she did. She pushed that one on purpose because I'm about to hang up and call back and push one again.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to do it.
Shit. Stupid. All right, boy. I see you tomorrow.
All right. Y'all have a good night with these lovely ladies.
So.
All right. Y'all be easy.
All right. You soon.
I like her.
She's funny as shit. A lot of energy, man.
All right. This is crazy, man.
Come closer. Y'all ladies better hurry up for baby be gone, y'all. Press that one and talk to her. Don't be scared. She's not going to kill you. She's not going to do nothing to you to hurt you. She might whisper some stuff in your ear that might make you go to sleep at night.
Right. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Sweet Pea. Just hit my phone from Houston. So I want to give a big shout-out to her. Thank you for listening, baby. All
right. She on the line?
Yeah, she on the line. She listening in.
Tell her press the one so we can hit her up.
They said press the one button.
All right. Let's see. 254-624?
No,
hey, that's her?
She from a 903, I think.
Why? We're fat her, too. She's not here.
Oh, maybe she ain't on no more. Maybe she just checked in.
Okay. You know I was going to find it for you.
That's cool.
Go ahead over there. All right, call 240-240-339. Talk to baby. Hello, 240-339. All right. You're going to go to area code 202-248. Talk to baby.
How y'all doing?
Hello.
I don't have a question. I just wanted to say that I am a very big fan out here in the city, you know. keep doing what you're doing, you know. I love your music, and that's pretty much it.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate that. Thank you for calling me.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, ladies, before we let her go, y'all got to say hello to baby now, so y'all bust that number one. Don't be scared of her. Baby, before we do let you go, I want you to tell everybody that's on the line listening how they can get in contact with you, how they can book you, how they can go to your YouTube, Facebook, and all that.
Well, what's going on, baby, of course? My YouTube, my Twitter, my Facebook, everything is DCBABII86. Hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook, YouTube. I can't accept no more friends on my other Facebook page, so I'm in the process of making another one. So that's about it. You want to book me, you can email teenbaby@gmail.com, or you can go to the Secret Weapon ENC website and fill out the contract. And Visa, get back to me. Shout out to Secret Weapon, Visa, what's going on? First Lady Desire, Facebook Forever, all that.
No one has pressed the one. They're scared of you. I think they're scared of you. I'm going to give them one more second. One more second. Y'all ladies press number one so y'all can tell the baby. Okay, never mind. All right, call 803-468. Talk to baby.
Well, I'm not scared, but I do want to show you some love. I have never seen your show, but I did look you up on YouTube, and I just want to thank you for, you know, being an entertainer. You know, so.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Not a problem.
And your picture is everything on Twitter right now. It's everything.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. But that's all I wanted to say because, you know, I like a challenge. And you said I was scared, but I'm not scared, so hey. All right, so you have a good night.
You too, baby.
All right. So, baby, like I said, it was real nice talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
Had a wonderful time. We're gonna talk about getting down here.
Yeah,
about events coming up.
You got my email address. Just hit me. We can work it out.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. So I enjoy the rest of y'all's show.
All right. You too, man. Thank
have
you so
night,
much.
Man. All right.
All right, ladies, I want to thank each and every one of you all for calling us to She's on Radio. Tonight we're going to have a topic, and tonight's topic is going to be about living life to its fullest. I feel very, very strong about this topic because there are a lot of us out here doing a lot of crazy things that we shouldn't be doing. I'm not judging anybody, but we're doing a lot of stuff that we shouldn't be doing, and I feel that we all need to sit back, reflect on our life, and look at people that's out there that's not doing so good as us and not complain and blessing and, you know, and praising God. But we over here, we got food, we got internet, we got phones, we got everything that a homeless person wants, and we complain each and every day, you know. And I just want to sit back. I want all of us to talk about moments that we all been through, you know, whether we lost a friend or family or, you know, times are hard in your life right now, anything. I want us to sit back and kind of find peace within, you know, different things. So, Teddy, I want to talk to you, man. Tell me how you been. How you feel about that?
Man, I feel you about living life to its fullest because right now my life is in turmoil. I mean, if it ain't one thing about, you know, my living situation or me trying to fight, you know, custody with my son, it's just too much. But I'm living every day like it's my last. I ain't gonna never stop. Ain't gonna never quit. I got strong people behind me, and I got the Lord above always with me. So I'm good.
Good, man. How do you feel about people that take life for granted? How do you feel
I see
about
that. I mean, I don't like it because I see it every day. Like, people who look down on people, like, it's crazy. I'm like, they got what they want and need in life, but yet they don't want to give back. You got it. Pay it forward because you will get blessed if you do so. I'm like, as quick as you got it, God can take it just like that. You know what I mean?
I just want to talk to everybody online because I know everybody, we going through something, even if,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it's something, you know, school, work, kids, whatever, like, we're going to talk about it. So I'm going to go to area code 254-2624. Talk to me. What's going on with you?
Hey, y'all. What's up again?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I've been better, but you know.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. But yes.
Dang, I got a lot going on. I don't know what to talk about. I guess I'll talk about most recent, I guess. I'm in college. I'm being a sophomore. I'm 19 or whatever. And I go to Texas Southern University. It's the HBCU. Huh?
Okay, I'm listening to you.
Oh, yeah, I go to Texas Southern, and, like, man, my first semester was horrible. Like, everybody was, like, before I went to the college, everybody was like, don't do this, and don't do that, and do this, and you got to do this. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to do it, I promise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I got there, I did the exact opposite of what everybody said. Like, I did the exact opposite. And now I'm paying for it because, I mean, I'm supposed to be a sophomore, but I'm not going to be because of credit or whatever. So I'm paying for that. My grades weren't too good. I mean, they were passable, but they weren't, like, amazing. And, like, yeah. I haven't really told my parents. I'm just telling them, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing great. Yeah. Huh?
No, I was trying to get you. So what are you saying?
I'm just saying, like, I don't know, man. I'm just, school is stressing me out. Like, I want to go
school?
Back and I want to, like, huh?
No, I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you, sweetheart.
Yeah, like, I want to, like, in August I'm supposed to go back and, like, you know, I'm planning on doing better and stuff, but, like, the school I go to, they make it so hard, like, They tell you stuff last minute. Like, they just told me that they need my test scores, like, from when I graduated high school. They told me they need that or I can't come back, and that I have to pay so much money out of pocket or I can't come back or whatever. And I just want to go to school, man. They just making it so hard for me. Like, they should have told me all this stuff, like, in May when we left.
I'm keep talking over you, man. Don't beat me up.
It's okay.
I'm just, you know, because I'm feeling you on the stool bit, you know. All I can say is, you know, the only person that's out there to succeed is you. You feel me? And you,
mm-hmm.
You got to make it do what it do. Even when these people don't want to see you succeed, even when school want to give you all this BS in your ears, still find a way to make it right. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's your education you're playing with. That's your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be some people that be like, man, look, you know, but you got to say, I don't care what these people got to say, man. It can bother,
mm-hmm.
They can bother, because there's always somebody over top of them. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody over top of them, so got to. Gotta stay strong. I mean, you gotta make it happen.
Mm-hmm. I be trying, man. I think another part of, like, why I did so bad, like, spring semester is because, like, my dad, he's been sick or whatever, and, like around May, I think, or the end of April, like, he called me one day, and he was like, I don't want you to be scared or something like that. He was like, but I got a little bit of cancer. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? No, you don't. And then he was like, yeah. He told me he had, what's it called? Prostate and kidney cancer or whatever. And, like, man, this has been crazy ever since. Because, like, I mean, I want to go back. Like, I want to go back to school and get this done and all that. But, like, I want to be here with him. Like, make sure he's good. Because, like, my stepmom, she just, like, she don't really like to cook. So, like, he keeps getting smaller and smaller. Like, he'll gain some pounds, and he'll get small. Because she's just stupid sometimes. And so, while I'm up there in Houston and he's down here, like, I'm just constantly in the back of my head, like, is she, what she's supposed to be doing? Is he okay?
to eat right, because he's old. Like, he's older. Older. I don't know, man.
Well, so pretty much what you're saying, you're going through a family member, like, they're in their last stages.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I don't know, because, they, like, he's been going to treatment and stuff.
But it kind of looked like it. Kind of.
Huh?
Say, so what you're saying, it kind of looked like it? Like, it might happen.
I don't know, man. I don't want to say it could, because he's always talking about death with me. Like, I'll be like, oh, my gosh, it's so hot. I might die. And he'll be like, I might kick the bucket before you. Or, like, he always saying, like, little slick stuff about dying. And, like, I don't know. It upsets me. I'm like, no, shut up. No, you're not. Stop it. You know? Like, I joke around, but, like, I'm really serious. Like,
me personally, what I got to say about that, when people are sick and they are going through stuff in their life and they are at their last moment, like my grandmother, she's elderly. Sometimes she say, I'm ready to go. And you gotta listen to them. You know, it's always a sign or it's always something that they're trying to tell you. And one thing, you know, when the person's sick, like, it's out of our control, it's in God's hand. And they're going to go whether you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it sounds crazy, but, I mean, maybe at the point where he's tired of suffering, you know, and he's tired of hurting, because cancer is big, you know, that's a lot of pain and a lot of, it's just a lot with cancer, like, you know, and all I can say is cherish the moments that you have on this earth with your family member right now, because when they're gone, you know, I don't know. When they're gone, you know, you just, there's nothing else you can do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
just check, please cherish the moments with them and tell them every day you love them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, just be there, okay?
I will.
All right.
Well, thank y'all.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, you have a nice night, sweetheart.
You too.
There you go, 860-990. What's going on? Hello?
Good evening, Casey. Good evening, Teddy.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Nothing much.
All right, how you feeling?
All right, and you?
I'm all right. I'm hanging. I'm
good.
Hanging. I'm hanging. I am. Wow, you know, I was sitting here and I'm kind of like in my head and in my feelings tonight and feeling kind of lonely. And you all know Teddy, I talk to Teddy Casey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am going through something right now and. This is not the first time I've been through it. I am out of remission and am facing another uphill battle with regimen of chemo and radiation, and I lost my mom 6 years ago. She was diagnosed, and 5 days later she died, and her mother died. Her mother passed away the same way, 23 years ago, from cancer. And I'm not going through this alone. And I choose to share it with people that I feel are significant in my life. You know, it's been a hard couple of days, people. Embrace life. You know, I was talking to Teddy earlier today, and I am coming to C-Zone, and I am going to live like that is my very last vacation. I am going to party like a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
I really am. I am going to have a great time. My transportation is booked. I'm ready. I'm just ready to get away and clear my head, have some fun. It's been a really long time since I've had fun. And, you know, like you were talking about homelessness, I went from a little over 2 years ago, I went from having everything being on top of the world, and it was all snatched from underneath me in the blink of an eye, and I became that homeless person. I became that person who I lived outside for 2 weeks. And it's been a stressful uphill battle. And at that time, I was actually going through radiation treatments. It's been a crazy, crazy almost 3 years, man. It really has. And all I can say is I remain faithful. My faith did waver. Fear and faith do live in the same house, but faith overcomes fear all the time. You know, I have a lot of faith. I've been through a lot, and I have made it through, but for the grace of God, I know that to be true. I know God for myself, and I know how he works in my life. And the only thing I will say is, if you're going through anything, and see, I also do counseling. I also did counseling for years, and the only thing I can tell you is if you are going through anything in your life, if you have anything that you feel is greater than you, pray to it. Believe in it. Believe that through that power that anything is possible. You know, like I said, I'm kind of in my feelings. You know, when I spend a lot of time alone, especially at night, and I go in my head, and that's why I'm so grateful for this radio show, because it gives me an opportunity to get out of my head and to get outside of myself and listen to other people and listen to what they're going through. And all I would say is just stay encouraged, be encouraged, you know, keep your chin up. I know about loss. I know about losing people. It hurts like hell. And now, you know, I don't know, people may be faced with the fact of losing me. So I say stay encouraged, be hopeful, and I stay encouraged all the time. You know, I just want to love and I want to be loved, and that is like my main goal in life right now, is not to find a love, but to love and to be loved. That's my goal right now. You know, I don't know. I'm getting a little emotional and tearful. You know, I know a little bit about what people are going through in my life that I feel are close to me, and we have some kind of connection. And I just say, keep your head up. It does get better. You know, this too shall pass. We have to go through the storm in order to see the rainbow. So that's it, ladies. And hey to the ladies out in Blog Talk Radio Land and C-Zone Radio Land. Hello, everyone. I hope everyone has a very peaceful night's sleep. I don't sleep much these days, so yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
This is KC, okay?
Hey, KC.
Hey, how you doing? What I'm going to say to you from the heart, you know what I'm saying,
yes,
to you, I'm saying to you, because somebody blessed me with the words this last day or two. What I'm going to say to you is that God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
God is in control of everything that's going on, sweetheart. And don't start to count your chickens before they hatch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're going through a tough time right now, and I don't know about your God, but my God can do anything. He can do anything. Anything that, you know what I'm saying, he can do anything. Today you might be going through this pain and this trial and this tribulation, and tomorrow you be blessed, baby. You'll be healed and cured, and I'm praying for you. You know, I told you that when we talked. I told you that I'm praying for you, you know.
Hey.
You know, don't look down right now. You know, keep yourself up. You know, you're right. You know, this is a radio station. It's an outlet for you to come and talk. You could talk about, man, anytime you feeling down, you got my number, you got Teddy number, you got Shoes on Radio number, man. You don't get down. Please don't get down on me, man. You know, you're going through this, man, but all I know, this is just a test, baby. This is a test to see how strong you are. You know, and God has a plan for you, and your plan is bigger than what you think. Trust and believe that.
Amen.
It's bigger than what you think. You can
Amen.
Be okay. You're going to be okay. I know you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, believe me, I know this too shall pass. I'm going to, these feelings are going to pass. It's just the initial shock. And, you know, I'm coming out with my fucking boxing gloves on, man, to tell you the truth. I'm coming out kicking and screaming and fighting. I'm not, no. Mm-mm.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in your corner. Only the weak, you know what I'm saying? Only the weak get down. Only the weak get down, but the strong always survive, you know?
Yeah.
No matter what you're going through, you can't let it defeat you, you know. Like Yolanda Adams said, the battle is not yours. And like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like Greg McQueen say, I told the storm, you got to tell that storm, like, look, you're not going to have me this day. This is not the day. I'm going to need you to back up. It is what you need to back up right now.
Mm-hmm.
You need to tell
it's just like this. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just can find it, babe. And every
mm-hmm.
time you go through something, you sing that song. Do like back in the day. My grandma, every time she get in pain, she goes, she get to singing, I won't complain. So,
mm-hmm.
Sing that, I won't complain, all right?
Yes, thank you, man.
Don't have me on here preaching, baby. We can go all night now, you know?
Look,
mm-hmm.
don't pull Granny out the closet.
Don't make me give a granny now, but don't make me give him a lace front. Give him a lace front.
Uh-oh.
Right here, preacher. Granny. Amen.
Oh, my God. You know, I watched all of those videos one day because I was feeling pretty low. So I just went out to YouTube and I watched all of your videos. Oh, my goodness. That's all I can say is, oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. But thank you, man. Thank you. I'm going to listen. I want to hear what other people have to say. I really need to hear some other stories now. Thank you.
Every time you go through something, you know, cause you got the singing, so you got me in a little singing spirit a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all don't call the police on about to sing Susan a song.
I'm calling the police. I'm not trying to kill your earbuds or nothing. You know,
I'm not going to call the police tonight, bro.
Don't call the police. Don't get the crypto. I want to thank you.
I ain't gonna, no, not tonight. No, not tonight, David. Not tonight.
Well, I want to sing you a song, Susan. And I want you to take heed to this. Every time you're going through something, I want you to remember me singing this song for you, even if it sounds like I'm choking on peanut butter, all right?
I'm listening.
Y'all heard that, right?
Yeah, go on, bro. Sing your song, bro. Sing your song.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. And I've had some weary days. I'm not singing no more, just so I won't complain. I won't complain, all right? Remember, you gotta sing that way. Every time you're going through what you're going through, you gotta sing that. I'm gonna get a little teary a little bit. But, yeah, you can't complain. Don't complain. Just thank God, man. Thank God every day. Even when you're in pain, I won't complain. All right?
I won't complain.
Yes, I won't complain. You got to sing it, man. You got to mean that song. You know, because sometimes the clouds hang low. And you can't hardly see the road, but you know. Don't never question God's word. Never question His word.
I hear you.
All right.
All right. Let me hear someone else.
You be blessed, all right? Huh?
And look, you too, man. You already know. And look, T-minus 3 weeks. Thank you very much. Can't wait.
All right. Can't wait to meet
you. Oh, yeah. And by the way, you're a fucking winner because she said that. All right. I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm ready to hear someone else. Thanks for picking up for me. Thank you, Teddy. Good night. Ladies, good night. Sleep well. Sleep peaceful. God bless all of you.
All right. See you later, Susan.
All right.
All right. We're going to area code 443-392. Talk to us. What's going on with you?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Teddy. It's
hey.
Good. I got your dang, what were we talking about last time? Y'all Kool-Aid.
Oh, boy. All right. Is it blue? It better be blue.
No. No, it is not blue. It's red.
It's what? You got me crying. It's red?
Huh?
You got what color is Kool-Aid? Pissing me off now.
Oh, shit. What color is Kool-Aid?
Red.
You done pissed my baby off. Oh, damn.
You pissed me off, man.
Gonna get the belt. We was all happy. We won't we bring out the belt and crystal tonight. You gotta bring the belt. It's going down.
Bring your lace front.
yeah, I'm bringing my lace front. If you bring the blue Kool-Aid, that's the only way you're gonna see her.
Uh-oh. Okay. Okay.
No blue Kool-Aid for you.
Whatever. So y'all, I've been going through some stuff lately, but you know, I really feel what y'all saying tonight. You know, keeping a positive attitude. Just being positive about everything and just pushing yourself through life. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just gonna say lately, I've learned the importance of family. Not necessarily the one you're born into, but the one that you create throughout life. Like, I consider, like, my closest friend and family, and it's like I've been losing I lost a couple friends last year. One through suicide, another one, just in some crazy situations, and I lost an uncle earlier this year, and that was through a robbery. It just didn't have to happen. And I mean, lately it's just been a lot too. I mean, y'all remember that storm that just came by not too long ago?
like a week ago.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, a little phone. Yeah, a tree fell on my car. So right now, I mean, I'm grateful, you know, it's in the shop, but I won't have it for a couple weeks, so it's kind of crazy, you know, getting paid. But I mean, it's been a lot of stress, and not only me, but, you know, on a lot of people around me, and it's like, it kind of humbles you. I've learned that when you go through stuff, it humbles you, and it puts you in a place where, you know, you have to pay attention to yourself. And I noticed I'm a workaholic. y'all will know that sooner or later. I'm a workaholic, and I haven't been spending any time with my friends, my family, or anything. And the recent events happening lately and throughout this year and last year have just been bringing me closer to them and closer even to myself, you know, focusing on my health, focusing on my happiness. And, I mean, it's worth it. There's no money worth losing yourself and losing your friends, because one day you're going to wake up and wonder what the hell happened. You're going to wake up and wonder where everybody went. You won't see an obituary in the paper or get a text message that you don't want to read. And it's crazy. But ever since my uncle's funeral, I remember it was this one song they sang, and him and my dad were really close. And, you know, anyway, it was this one song, and I'm not going to sing. I'm not even going to pretend like I can sing at all. But it was,
come on,
I don't know if y'all know, but it's, I don't know, I cannot sing.
Come on, sing your song.
I'm not going to sing. No. But it's, I'm a chicken, that's fine. But it's called I Shall Wear a Crown. I don't know if y'all know. Do y'all know that song?
No, heard it, but I don't know the words, you know, words.
I'm about to go
fast.
Don't get done with them words.
I've heard it, though.
What's the name of it?
It pretty much, it's called I Shall Wear a Crown.
There you go, it popped up too.
Mm-hmm. That song, I had to pull over a couple of days when I was going through some stuff and listening to that in the car, and, you know, that put me in a better place. Y'all see it?
Download it now. Download for free, man. Can't want me to pay $35? Hold on, need to find another price. $35? What? Yeah, go get the CD or something, dog. And pay $15. Oh, hold on, I'll come back to you. Go find the YouTube or something.
Go to YouTube.
It's up there.
Well, basically, anyway, the words are basically like, I shall wear a crown when it's all over. I shall see his face. I'm gonna put on my robe and tell the story how I made it over. And that's just, it's just one of the most. I can't tell you how much that song helped me, so. And to the young lady earlier who going through the school situation, I've been there. And right now, even though I can't go back to school just yet, and it's not necessarily because of my grades, it's because of the goddamn federal government. But,
federal government, yes.
Hmm?
So, yes, and that damn Sally Mae, we should smack the hell out of her.
But one thing I gotta say to the young lady that called earlier,
is you don't have to let that stop you. Right now I'm doing clep fasting. Oh, my God, that's so hard to say sometimes. But it's basically like you study on your own, and then you get your credits on your own. You know, you might have to take, you got to take, a test or whatever, but other than that, you just breeze through at least 12 courses. So don't let the government or don't let that school or whatever tell you that you can't finish your education. That is too important. So, there will always be a way. Do whatever you need to do. There will always be a way. And if there's not a way, then there must be some lesson that you got to learn the hard way.
That's right.
But, yeah, that's all I had to say.
We thank you so much for coming on here and talking to us and telling us and opening up with us. And we really do appreciate that. Real talk.
All right, Casey, I will be harassing you sometime this week.
All right, now.
This was fun.
Know. I'm prepared for
all
it.
Right. Have a good night, y'all.
You too.
All
right. Ladies, if you all have a problem, it's not going to bite you. Talk to us about anything. Press the number 1. If you're listening online, 646-716-6977. If you're going through hurt, saw, pain, just lost somebody, anything, Drake. Talk to us. Man, we're here for you. All right, we're going to go to area code 919-989. Talk to us.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's good?
What I can say on the topic is I can tell you that as a survivor of many storms, that afterwards you come out and you're better for it. You know what I mean? Like, I've been through entirely too much shit to go through, but it's like afterwards, if you find something that's important to you that does not represent what happened to you in the past, and you can move forward and change is good, and you can get away from what was bad and put it behind you, rather it be through God or any other kind of thing that helps you to go forward. And I think very, very strongly in doing what you got to do to keep going. And as a survivor of freaking murder attempts and all types of bullshit and kidnappings and all types of shit, like, you come afterwards is so much better. If you can get through it, if you can just get through it and come out on the other side, going down, going better, doing better, it helps, because right now I am in the transition of going over to the other side, because, like, recently my sister lost her fiance, and I had to sit there and go through the grieving process with her, and seeing somebody under that much grief that you love, and there's nothing that you can say to pull them up out of the stupor is really, really hard, and it's hard to watch, and it's just, and there's nothing you can say, and all you can do is beg for her to make it to tomorrow, and then could you make it another day after that? And to see your sister, and she's your sister, your older sister, you look up to her, and she's just broken, and there's nothing that you can do to put her back together because she's just emotionally wrecked, is hard to watch. But afterwards, it's like, I respect her so much more, because even though she was broken and there was nothing anybody can do, she picked herself back up. And to see her do that just made me think of her even better. And I was in Florida one time, and I was with my supposedly best friend named Chelsea, and I needed to go back home because I didn't have a place to stay in Florida. I needed to go back to North Carolina, to my home. And she didn't want me to go, so she poisoned my food.
Oh.
And it knocked me all the way out, like all the way out. So I was completely incapacitated. It was nothing I can do. Anything that was in me came out of me, and she held me in her room. And I couldn't scream, and I couldn't move or defend myself. And this bitch is like, she was like 6'50", 6'1", okay? And she had poisoned me, and I can't even help myself. And I heard my friends that I had made in Florida coming to the door to check on me because everybody knew this bitch was crazy but me. And I'm on the floor fucking dying. But her mother came home from vacation, and I knew that if I could just make it until her mother came home from vacation, unless this bitch was equally crazy, I would live. So I had to push through it. But I'm trying to tell you that's why I'm a pimp right now, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been through some shit like that. And on the other side, it's pimp-tastic. It's a winner fantastic because shit in the game of life, if you can make it to the next round, you won the round behind you. If you can make it to tomorrow, nigga, you won yesterday's round, so you're a fucking winner, and that's it. And that's it.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm sorry you had to go through all that. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
I know, but I'm a pimp now, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you can't fool me. And now, after you go through some shit like that, after you see some bullshit like that, it's like, after her mother came home and fucking essentially rescued me and shit and told me she would call my mother if I didn't press charges, and I was just like, okay, give me some water that's got a seal on it and get the fuck out of my face and let me think about it, because I was completely, like, she had to drag me into her room, and she's just looking at Chelsea like, oh my fucking goodness, Chelsea, really? Like again, like, what the fuck did I walk into? What kind of den of sin did I fucking get trapped in? But I got through it. Like, I just survived. I don't know how the fuck I survived. She could have easily took her foot and stomped on my head and ended it all. But she was, I guess, I don't know, being merciful. I don't know what happened, but the bitch did poison me. And I did almost die of dehydration, dysentery, a lot of other shit. But I made it. And I don't understand, like, I can talk about this shit freely because bitch did essentially disappear. I am from North Carolina. We don't know where she is now, but I made it through. And I don't know, she didn't make it through. I don't know what to tell her, but you got to do what you got to do to get, I mean, it's NC, you know what it is? I mean, I went back to Florida. I came back, I went back. We don't know where she is. I don't know what the fuck to tell people. But you got to do what you got to do to survive in this fucking world. And you got to play this fucking game of life. And you got to fucking win. And that's it. And I won today. And if I wake up tomorrow, that's just another round to fucking playing. Yeah, it's some bullshit that you got to go through. And I done seen people broken in half with grief from the loss of a loved one. I saw my aunt die of cancer. And it was a really, really bad. And it was a horrible thing to watch. And that was just shit that happened. And I was like, I'm going to get through. And her kids are going to get through. And I'm going to get everybody through. And I'm the strong one right now. But if you got your team around you, if you have a decent team, and I have a decent team, the only reason that bitch got me is because I wasn't around my team, is if you have a decent team, right now you might not be strong, but it's other members of your team that's strong that can help you out. And then it's your turn to be strong when they down. And my team was able to come get me and you know, get me the medical treatment that I needed. And I was able to handle business. And it was just something that happened. And seeing shit like that is what makes you stronger. And afterwards, I felt like I had a brand new set of eyes. Like, I wouldn't change a thing, real talk. Because now I see shit that makes me, with a straight face, call myself a motherfucking pimp. Because it's like, you can't fool me. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me I'm going to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Like, I could count. It's like nothing you can say. And I'm 26 and I got my whole life ahead of me. And I got my whole life ahead of me with a brand new set of eyes that can see through bullshit.
That's right.
That's right. every test we go through, well, everything in life is a test, you know. And everything you went through, see how it made you better, bigger, made you a pimp of pimps, you know what I'm saying? Made you
they
the one, you the one
shit.
Right now, you know? You the one, and you survived all that.
I mean,
know?
I did.
You know, like I told, like I told everybody else, everything that happened to us, God has it in his plan. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
We gotta fight till we win, you know?
Yeah, man, I'm trying to tell you, you can't give up. Susan, man, you can't give up. I don't know if you have a Twitter, but I'm at Pimp Class, and you can hit me up. I got some scriptures for you. It's whatever you want to do. It's whatever you want to talk about, whatever spiritually you went to. I have a vast knowledge of all that shit. And you already know what it is over here. And I, you know, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been there. Wherever you at, I've been there. And I'm over here on the other side, and I'm here to tell you it's beautiful over here, and you can get through.
Amen.
Well, yeah, I want to hear some more callers.
Definitely thank you for calling in, Ms. Pimp Class, and sharing your story with us.
Oh, you already know, man.
All right. Well, we're going to hit you back in a few minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ladies, if you are online, if you are listening via internet or you on the phone, press the number 1. Call us at 646-716-6977. We definitely want to talk to you and hear your story. Even if it's, you know, we talk about everything. We all go through something in this life, babe. We all are going through the test of everything, man. And look, tonight's show is definitely going to be this show because we all going through something. Like we don't talk to like 5 or 6 callers and everybody going through something. So definitely talk to us, man, because sometimes it's the best thing to do is vent, you know. Share your what's going on and get the advice. You know, so definitely press that number 1 for me, please. Call in. Me and Teddy, we definitely want to know your story. We definitely want to help you go through whatever you're going through. You know what I'm saying? So, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Y'all hit the number 1 for me. I'm going to go to area code 863-438. Talk to us.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Teddy and Casey. This is Hasa calling from Florida. This is what I don't get with people when it comes to when one of your loved ones, you know, pass or whatever. They have to be the topic and be talked about in negative ways instead of remembering the person on who they were and how they was. But they want to ridicule them and talk down on them. I don't like that. So how can we as women basically stand for each other, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, one of my close friends has passed, and we all grew up together. And it's making me realize that I need to spend, you know, more time with people that I consider are my real friends. Like, when we see each other in the street, we probably ain't seen each other for 2-3 years, but the conversation will pick back up like we've been in each other's lives all this time. So how can we come as one instead of sitting around talking about somebody's business and trying to put it out there, especially when you don't even know what you're talking about?
Well, the key thing to that is just what you said you want to do. Instead of trying to find a way to do it, you just got to do it. You know, even if you're going to have haters on the way, you're going to have people that's going to think you crazy or whatever, but you're going to have a few people that are going to be behind you 100%. They're going to want the same thing you want. You know, you can't help everybody, but you can make a change, you know what I'm saying? You can make a change. And it takes some of us years to grow up, you know, and it took me a long time, you know what I'm saying? It took me a long time to grow up and actually see what was in my face, you know what I'm saying? And I'm here to tell you, baby, like, just
You got to do it. You got to say, hey, I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? Tired of it.
I feel you. It's just that I'm kind of in my feelings by the situation because I'm all the way in Florida and one of my close friends has passed and I'm not home. But trust to be sure that I'm on my way back home. It's just that I'm not understanding why everybody got so much negativity to say when they need to look at the mirror, in the mirror and look at their shit. That's my whole point. But I just need to vent that out real quick because I'm just not understanding how some people can just sit around and talk about people when this shit ain't good.
You know why? You know why? Because I know exactly what you're referring to. People, girl, you haven't read the teaching in a minute because, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. People only talk about what they think they know. You get what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, talking about all the good things and the good times they share with this person, you know what I'm saying, how good of a person she really was or he really was, you know what I'm saying, they sitting around talking, you know, they gossiping. They, instead of saying, family, I'm sorry for your time and your need, they going around making rumors and they going around posting negative stuff on the page and stuff like that or whatever, you know. Like, this is a time where, you know, this person had a family, you know what I'm saying? This person had kids and this person was a human, you know. And, you know, people, they just don't care, you know. They don't care. They don't care about nobody but themselves, man. They don't see a person, they don't see a family hurting right now. They don't see none of that, you know. And I don't care what nobody, when nobody did to me in my lifetime, whatever, but when it's time for them to go, I'm going to pay them my respects. That's just what it is. It's my mother, my father raised me like that. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Don't, you know, it's crazy right now. It's crazy. You know, God see them. Don't even worry about that, baby. Don't worry about that. God see them. God see them, man. People are going to be people, man. People are going to be people, man. That's just, you know, that's just what's going to happen. They're going to be people.
I just wanted to vent that out, and I just thank God for allowing me to do that. And just everyone hold your head up, and I'm sorry for anybody that lost a loved one, you know, because, you know, we going to see them again. That's how I feel about it. But I just wanted to vent, and I just had to get that off my chest. So thank you, Teddy and KC, and y'all doing an awesome job with the radio station. And I've been listening to it every night, you know. I don't get in the queue all the time, but I just want to say y'all doing a very good job, and y'all just keep up the good work and just stay positive. Don't let nobody take y'all or y'all character. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, baby girl.
Have a good one.
Whew.
Get home a little bit. Yeah. Very cold. 843-530. Talk to him.
Hello, how you doing? Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I have more as far as a question to this lesbian lifestyle, I guess. I have more a question and a vent. I've been with this particular woman for 2.5 years, and I feel as though because she knew that this was my first experiment or whatever the case may be, that she took me through a lot. She has been lying and sneaky. I feel as though she doesn't really care. So for the last 7 months, I distanced myself from her. I let her know that, you know, as far as us being together, it wouldn't be no more that. I know in my heart that I love her, but I can't see us being together because she has hurt me so bad. Now, it's getting to the point where I guess she can't take no for an answer. She has lied about a lot. I've heard several things, which is, to me, it really doesn't bother me because I feel like, you know, if that's what you want to do, if you want to be with a certain person and not me, it's fine. But I feel like she played a whole lot of games, and now that I don't want to be with her, it's, I'm all this and that, and it seems like to me that she doesn't care. So my question is everybody like that? Because she's questioning, I guess I'm questioning myself as far as, is this for me?
How you feel about that, Sadie?
I mean, she's just trying to make you feel bad, really and truly. I mean, you got to look within yourself and see what you want to do, you know, if you want to live this lifestyle.
I mean, like, as far as her, like, she's older than me. And I feel like because she's been in the lifestyle before me, I feel like she just took me through a lot. I feel like she played games when it wasn't really necessary. And one thing about me, I guess you could say I'm blunt and I'm always to the point. And I've always told her that, you know, I played stupid for a minute, but it was like she just kept doing dumb shit, like every chance she could get. And when I blew up on her, I know that I have my flaws. I'm a Gemini, you know what I'm saying? My mouth is horrible. So right. If you don't make me feel a certain way, I don't tell you how I feel about it. And so I feel like I guess I'm more hurt because I knew her. I was comfortable with her, and for the last 7 months, as far as us, we wasn't together. She left me as per se. So now it's like, you know, she telling me she missed me and she loved me. But my thing is, if you so loving, so if you're in love with someone, you don't leave them. You know what I'm saying? It's a 50-50 thing. You supposed to be there for them no matter what. And I'm getting to the point where I'm getting to the point that I'm angry. But I know that there's somebody out there for me. I haven't been in the dating scene. I really haven't been anywhere. I just been focusing on me. But it's getting to the point where if I tell her that I don't want to talk to her, you know what I'm saying? It's like she pops up over my house. I have been talking to somebody, but it's not getting anywhere because she's still in the middle. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't want to feel as though I'm going back and forth or whatever the case may be. I just want her to know that, you know what I'm saying, it's okay. And I tell her that. Like, every other day we argue about something stupid. Like, I'm not with you, so I'm not obligated to tell you anything that I'm doing. My thing is, you know, she left me. And when you're in love with somebody, you just don't need them. You know right. what I'm saying? And now it's like she wants to, it's to the point now that she wants to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it because I feel like it's too late. But I don't want to be miserable, and I don't want to be bitter. I just want to move on, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really looking or nothing like that, but I know that there is somebody out there for me, but I don't want to feel like because of this relationship went bad, all the rest of them are going to go bad. You understand what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people on my Facebook page that I do talk to as far as studs or the label or whatever they call themselves. I get a lot of advice from them. I do talk to a lot of people, but it's just to the point where I'm tired. And it's like when she does some, it's more of me being angry. Like, I really want to whoop her ass for real, but you know what I'm saying? I done moved from South Carolina, and I live in Virginia now, so this is a Commonwealth state. And I'm not going to jail because I got 2 kids to live for. But I feel like when I tell her to just go ahead on about her business, you know, nobody is perfect. You know, everybody makes mistakes. And that's what she said. But this is a mistake that I can't live with because I feel like you left me.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you just got to take time for yourself. Every woman is not like this, that person that she was with that basically used you and played with your emotions and played with you. You just got to take some time for yourself, and the next one will be hopefully that one that you will spend the rest of your life with. Everybody ain't the same. Everybody's different. You can't judge everybody on that one person.
Right. Well, this is my first time, and I just decided to call because I was like, you know, maybe I could get some advice. Because I'm at the point where I don't want to talk no more. Like, I'm angry, you know, and you know, the people that I have spoken to, they was like, you know, the first is always, you know what I'm saying, it's always something wrong. It's not, it's this, it's that, but I just, it's getting to the point where I'm just, I guess I'm just an angry individual. And I don't want to be like that.
You can't shut yourself down. Sometimes you do just need to take some time for yourself, you know. But don't keep it bottled in. Like I say, everybody is not the same.
What do I get? I mean, like, what do I do for the? You know what I'm saying? Because I done asked her to not come on my house. I done blocked her from my Facebook. She don't have my number. You know what I'm saying? I done blocked her from my email. But I feel like as far as the, you know, the person that I am talking to, it's like, what if she wants to come and visit me? Like, I don't want no confrontation or nothing like that. But at the same time, I feel like, why do you keep popping up when I don't ask you to? And it's like she want to see something, but every time she comes, she don't see anything. So it's like me telling her that I'm talking to somebody, she think I'm lying because she don't never see who I'm talking to. But one thing about me, I have kids, and I'm just not going to let anybody come in and out my house. That's something I don't do. But as far as her, I just want her to completely leave me alone, and I don't think that she get it. And I think that because she feel like she done messed up or whatever the case may be, she thinks that something is there or she's holding on to something. But I've done let her completely know that it's nothing. And I just don't get it. Maybe it's just her.
I mean, with that, if you got to, you keep coming around like that, you might have to get the law involved. Because, I mean, you blocked her from your Facebook and all that. And she's not getting a hint, you might have to get the law involved because you do have kids, and I don't want no harm to come to you or your kids because of this crazy person.
Right.
You just gotta do what you gotta do for yourself and your kids. You know?
Right.
Well, this KC right here, KC Thompson, seems like he's going through a problem that I think every woman on that's listening right now has been through in their time of life. And I know everybody on the phone is probably screaming to the phone, girl, you leave her. You know what I'm saying? I know this friend.
Right.
I have been there plenty, plenty, plenty of times with women that just do not know how to let go.
Right.
But you know what you need to do? You need to let go. I know you let go. You did the part of saying, look, you leave me the hell alone. You know what I'm saying? But you might need to take it further. Because she won't leave you alone if you told her millions and millions of times to go away and please don't talk to me no more and all that good stuff. Maybe you need to, like, take it to the next level. You know, maybe she need to know that you're not playing with her. You don't want nothing to do with her. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's time. It's time. It's time for you maybe to take it to the next level. But on custom, believe me, there's ways of getting her away.
Right.
It's just all about, do you really want to take it that far? You get what I'm saying?
I do, because I feel like I get to the point where I'm angry. You know what I'm saying? Then she goes on to say that every time we have a conversation, it's like I go back to that. And because that's all I can really base it upon, you know what I'm saying? I guess I might as well just tell the story while I'm here, so I guess you can understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
November, you know, her little niece had a baby shower. Well, me and her was going through, well, at that time I had got approved for my apartment or whatever, so You know what I'm saying? I didn't have no extra money. So I told her, I said, well, I'm not going to go because me and her niece is real cool. So anyway, she got upset or whatever and was like, you know, whatever I find, you know what I'm saying, I'm just going to put our names on it. So anyway, go to the baby shower. Her name got called, but my name wasn't on it. So I felt some type of way. So I cussed her ass out and told her how I felt about her. So after that, I didn't talk to her no more. So I say, January came, I was texting, calling her. She wasn't answering me. She wouldn't answer the phone. You know what I'm saying? She just wouldn't do nothing. So I went through my little depression stage. You know what I'm saying? I cussed her out, whatever the case may be. So all of a sudden, I just stopped talking. Anyway, I would bump into her sister. Her sister told me that, you know, she was messing with a girl at work and this, that, and the third. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. So she started hitting me up, asking me what I'm doing. This, and I'm like, really? Like, you feel like you can talk to me, but you talking to somebody. Then she went on to say that she wasn't, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Well, anyway, the more point of the story is she got caught, and her sister was the one telling on her, and she didn't know. So I blew it out of proportion. You know what I'm saying? I was going to beat her and the girl ass. And so I just told her to leave me alone. So now I seen her on Mother's Day. She gave me a gift. I threw the shit in the trash. She gave me something for my birthday. I took that shit and dropped it off at her grandma's house. I told her I don't want nothing from you because at the end of the day, you're going to lie. You know what I'm saying? So now it's getting to the point where I don't want to talk to her at all. You know, she hit me up, and I'm like, what do you want? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you bothering me? I don't bother you. I don't call her. I don't ask her for nothing. So why do you continue to bother me? You know, it's, I miss you, I love you, I'm sorry. You know, but there's no explanation for what you did. You can't even tell me what even crossed your mind for you to even do something like that. You know what I'm saying? And furthermore, you got whoever the girl is going to your sister's house and coming to see you and all this and that, but y'all don't mess with each other. And that's the thing I don't understand. So now it's like I don't want to bother with her, and now it's like she want me, but I don't want her no more. And I've continuously tried to tell her that, but I guess she don't get it through her head.
Well, make her get it through her head. You need to be the one to say, hey. And you can't be nice with her when you tell her to leave you the hell alone. You got, this one sound like you need to, this one sound like you might need to get some bass in your voice. You might need to get some bass in your voice.
I mean, I done got bass in my throat. My voice and everything else. I done cussed her ass out. I done told her I was going to beat her up and bust her windows out of her car and all types of
stuff. Damn, and she's still there.
Yeah, she's still here.
Well,
she just don't
want
to. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, I understand you feel like you fucked up, okay, whatever. But at the same time, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm from South Carolina. I don't do all that shit, bitch. I will fuck you up for it. You already was my first, and I thought you was playing with me. You know what I'm saying? So now you just got to the point where either you don't leave me alone or I'm going to fuck you up straight like that. I ain't going to play no more, and I'm tired of talking to her. You know what I'm saying? Even when I try to be nice and calm, she don't like that shit. I think that shit get her hot when I talk shit to her like that.
Well, you time to get the restraining order, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for a restraining order. You need to get it. You need to stop playing with her, and you need to get the restraining order. That's the only way you're going to get her away. That's
okay.
The only way you're going to get her away from you. You need to take action because, I mean, right now you're playing with her. Playing with either get the restraining order, you know what I'm saying, or if you don't want to, you know, get the 5-0, some people don't like to get the police involved, I understand, whatever, you know, I don't give a fuck, but if you don't get the police involved, you crack her ass inside the head, you know what I'm saying, like, look, don't beat her down, I don't promote violence, that went somewhere else for a minute. Grab her little ass by her damn throat and say, look, bitch, I'm not playing with you no more. I'm not playing with you. Don't kill her. Now, this you had a scare a little bit.
But Casey, I don't want to do her like that because she's a scary bitch. Like, every time she come over here, she sit right there by the door. Like, she already know what time it is with me. You know what I'm saying? She won't even come in the house and sit on the couch. Her scary ass to sit by the door. Like, why are you sitting by the door? You trying to make an exit because you scared? Because you already know you a lying-ass bitch. Straight like that. You know what I'm saying? And then when she'll send me a message and I don't say nothing that she want to hear, then she'll all of a sudden just stop replying. Like, you can't get mad. You fucked up. By then, you just a fucked up individual. And I'm cutting the chain. And I feel like the things that she has told me, she has always told me that the girl that she was with always left her. But I feel like she's the type of individual that she fuck up so much she try to fix it. But I'm going to be the bitch to break the chain because this one is not fixable.
But I'm gonna have to let you go. We're about to cut us off. But all I'm gonna say is stop talking, baby, man. Make action. Everything you said you're gonna do today, do.
Okay.
Make it happen.
All right. Thank y'all.
Cut the goddamn chain. You hear me? Cut it. And cut it hard.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, no, you ain't playing with them. Sometimes you gotta get the law enforcement involved. Do what you gotta do. That's the only way she gonna go, man. You gotta do it. You gotta make the first move. You gotta do it. It ain't gonna happen no other way. All right. Oh man, she done hung up.
I think so.
All right, ladies. Teddy, I just wanna thank you so much for coming on. She's on radio. Thank you so much for being here. Being a very awesome friend. Very awesome, brother. I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too, bro. You know I got
love
you.
Love you, and like I said, thank everybody that hit me up on Facebook and Twitter and thoughts about, you know. Thank y'all so much for that, too. And I definitely want to dedicate this show to a friend of mine that passed on. She was a number she's on too, you know, Cheryl Bobby. You know, we're going to lift our hands to her and we're going to pray and we're going to pray God that she where she's supposed to be, baby. I'm dedicating this show tonight to Michelle Bobby. All right. Y'all ladies have a good night. Love y'all. Good night.